Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Well, hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I am your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. Thank you so very much for joining us this evening. We've got a fantastic show for you tonight. We're going to be bringing you the show live. Actually, we are here live in Atlanta, Georgia, and it's quite cold here, I must say, but it's colder than it was. I just got back from Washington, and it was quite cold in Washington. We thought we were going to be doing the show from Washington, but we got here in time to bring you the broadcast tonight. I want to go ahead and bring in my co-host, Ms. Camilla Cross, who did a fantastic job for us last week. I was traveling, so let me bring Ms. Cross in and just tell her over the airwaves where the people all around the world can hear how grateful I am to her for having done this show. Ms. Cross, welcome to the show this evening.
Aw, thank you, Dr. Walker. That was nice. I am more than gracious for being able to, you know, be with you and be with the callers, be with our listeners. You know, this is, again, I always say it's been an amazing journey. I had an amazing time last week, so I look forward to, you know, every Thursday at 7, you know, I do look forward to our time.
You know, and I appreciate you, Ms. Cross, and I listened. I had an opportunity to make a small contribution last week to the show, and I was so impressed because it sounds like, Ms. Cross, you were taking over my show. You didn't want to get off the air. That'd be a lot of time.
You know, I have an amazing mentor, so. And the show was, yes, we actually did go over time because it was getting so good. You know, it was such a good show.
Okay, well, I'm certainly glad that you enjoyed that. I am, and I did. The part that I was able to chime in on, I was really grateful for that. So, Ms. Cross, why don't you go ahead? As a matter of fact, I may call upon you tomorrow because I'm traveling again and I won't be in place in time to bring the show. We'll talk about that after the show. But why don't you go ahead and give our listening audience your commercial and let them know about the book that you're going to be coming out with pretty soon as well.
Well, everyone, my name is Camilla Cross. I am a master's level social worker. I'm also the owner and founder of Your Worth LLC. I actually am, you know, my niche is I do anger management. So I do work with individuals that are court ordered, employee ordered, you know, individuals who just feel like they need some assistance with conflict resolution. I also, you know, I'm working on a group, which I know I'll be, you know, keep you guys updated. It's going to be more or less working with the teens and the adolescents, but it'll be in the Miami area. I'll, you know, keep you posted. I am open for and available for speaking events. A lot of things going on this year. Dr. Walker and I we're working on a workbook for anger management. So definitely will have a spiritual aspect to it as well. So just, you know, we're ready to grow and just, you know, grow together and definitely offer, you know, walk in our purpose for what God wants us and ordains us and puts us in position to do.
All right. Awesome.
I didn't give my information. So the website,
Go ahead.
Is www.yourworthispriceless.com. Again, www.yourworthispriceless.com. You can actually give me a call if you're interested. My number is 954-735-6000, extension 954-825-8500. Again, 954-825-8500. Thank you, guys.
Awesome. That's what happens when you have so many irons in the fire and you're successful at all of them. I really appreciate you. All right, tonight's topic is how to rekindle the romance back into your relationship. How to rekindle the romance back into your relationship. Just before we get to tonight's story, Ms. Cross, do you have any suggestions? I mean, my thinking is when that romance is gone, you know, and sometimes when the finance is not there, the romance can go. But aside from that, when that romance is gone, you know, it's kind of difficult to bring that joker back. That romance can be everything. It can be a killer factor for a lot of relationships. And I want to give my points of view tonight, and I want to also give this disclaimer. The opinions that are expressed on the Dr. Jesse Walker Show are those of my co-hosts, my callers, mine, even. We're not offering any legal or psychological advice. The information that we're presenting over the airwaves is for educational and information purposes only and should be perceived as such. Anything outside of that, we strongly recommend that you seek the qualifying professional in that area of expertise that you're looking for. Again, all the opinions, we do not endorse any opinions, and we simply just give an opinion. We also encourage you to take out a subscription to my weekly newsletter, which is $2.50 a week. And it turns out to be $110 for the year. You will get our featured stories in there every week, a brand new story that will give you my professional opinion in my food for thought section. You can also check out my book, After the Passion, Now What? And reading of that book, I've been told by so many people that that helps them to think about their own relationships or the prospective relationships that they are thinking about entering into and making a better decision. So having said that, you know, losing that romance, it's like that song, You've Lost That Love and Feeling. You know it, Ms. Cross. So, I mean, do you think that can just come back? Come on now.
I think it definitely has to be a willingness from both parties. And usually when the romance goes, that means somebody decided to turn it off. So I think it may be very, very difficult to get back the romance. If, of course, both parties are not on the same page. And usually that's exactly what happens when that fire goes out.
Okay. All right. So having said that, let me, we're going to turn to the story in just a moment. But for listeners, if you really want to get in to be able to give your a view, I want to offer you that opportunity to do so by pressing 1. We're going to bring in a featured guest this evening as well. Her name is Dr. Sharon Cannon. She's located in Tennessee. She is an author. And Ms. Cannon and I have had several conversations, and I want to go ahead and bring her in, Dr. Cannon, into the studio and let her give her commercial. Dr. Cannon, are you there?
I believe that I'm here.
You are here. You're live on the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Thank you for joining us, Dr. Cannon. And Ms. Cross is my co-host.
Hello, Dr. Cannon.
Co-host. Okay. Now, Dr. Cannon, why don't you give my audience, just before we go to tonight's story, give my audience a little background information on you and a synopsis so that we can get right to the show, because this hour goes quickly, and we want to be able to get to the show itself tonight. So give them a synopsis about who you are, how they can get your book, how they can contact you, even if they want to get a copy of your book, and give them the name of your book, please.
Well, I happen to be the author of a book entitled Women of the Bible, The Good, The Bad, and Ugly, Then and Now. And what I've basically done is taking I have a doctorate in religious education, and so you have to complete a thesis. And I took my thesis and flipped it into a book. Anybody that has a doctorate, and you know that, Dr. Jasby, that you have to be published with something sooner or later. So I took the opportunity to do that. And in this book, I get excited because I talk about women who are in the Bible. Some of them are good, some of them are bad, and some of them are just downright ugly acting. And I also give the opportunity to let you, as the reader, decide about the personalities and characteristics of those ladies and just what they had back then. We know some people personally now. The book kind of got me in trouble with some friends because the way that I wrote it, many of them were asking, were you talking about me in that book? And I just got tickled by it. But it's just... it's an opportunity for you to read some good stories and put yourself in the position of deciding about your personal devotional habits as well, because I had taken a survey of people, and there is a section that talks about what you do for devotion. How do you start your devotional day? In the mornings, do you listen to some music to get you started? Then do you take time to read the Daily Bread or Upper Room or some other devotional material? Many of us are very techie with the phones, and so today God is first. It's always something to remind you to get your devotion started. And so what I've done is
We're going to ask you to pause right there, Dr. Cannon, and because the show goes real quickly. And for my listening audience and when you're chiming in, we're trying to give as many people an opportunity and to also be able to speak. We don't mean to cut anyone off, but we do ask that you kind of confine your comments to 15 to 20 seconds, and that way we are able to get back with you. Our featured guest, Dr. Cannon, may take a little extra time, but there are so many issues that we have to discuss relative to tonight's topic that we want to give everybody an opportunity to voice their opinion. So press one early in the dial. So, Dr. Cannon, please stand by. We're going to go ahead now and read tonight's story. The characters in tonight's story are Zion with a Z, Z-I-O-N, and Alice, like Alice in Wonderland. 5 years ago, you would have thought it was the perfect relationship leading into marriage. In fact, judging from the outside, it probably was. It probably was as close to perfect love that anyone could either expect or receive. Well, someone has said that all good things must come to an end, but do they really have to come to an end? Well, it turns out this may be the case for Zion and Alice, a couple who have been so happily in love and marriage up until 3 months ago, when for some reason the romance in their relationship started to dwindle down when Zion started to hang out more with four of his former male college friends who he got executive jobs in the corporation where he works. Now, these guys have really been good friends since their freshman year of college and have always done things together. Their fun is always innocent, but they just like to hang out regularly as guys and have lots of fun. Now, this is now a challenge. This has become a challenge for Alice because she is finding herself spending a lot of time alone at home with their two young children, ages 2 and 4. The couple make a great deal of money on their respective jobs, which is not the case. Alice has voiced her concerns to Zion on numerous occasions, and it seems to fall on deaf ears. The issue here is that Zion thinks he can buy Alice romance by sending her flowers on occasion and buying her things. Unfortunately, he fails to realize that the true love for Alice is that she actively and positively responds to is the quality time that they have always shared and the fulfillment it brings to her. Now, Alice has no problem with him hanging out with his boys from time to time, but obviously Zion is overdoing it, and it is seriously causing a problem in their marriage and the bedroom. Zion has completely stopped doing all the important things that kept the romance going in their marriage, which has caused a serious problem to Alice, causing her to withdraw. Now Zion finds himself talking with his friends about Alice and her attitude towards him and thinks that she is the problem. He has no clue on what he's doing to infringe on her attitude or what he needs to do to bring the romance back into their relationship. Recently, oh boy, here we go. Ms. Cross, recently an attractive guy on Alice's job has been talking to her about because he recognizes her depression along with overhearing about it with one of Alice's coworkers. Alice is starting to like the attention he is giving her, and this could lead to a bigger problem. Oh, well, I start out tonight, and I want to first give this to Ms. Cross, and then Dr. Cannon, we're going to bring you in on it. Why is it that Zion does not have a clue on why Alice is acting this way, in your opinion? Why is it that he doesn't have a clue? I mean, it's not rocket science.
You know, because sometimes we see what we want to see. And maybe he knows that if he really hones in and pays attention to why she's not satisfied, it's going to interrupt the lifestyle that he's kind of starting to create, you know, the whole aspect of him going out and living his life as if he's a single man and he doesn't have his wife and children at home waiting on him, you know, and maybe it is, you know, what he would think of as innocent fun. Maybe he's not out there, you know, overindulging in the wrong things, but at the same time, he's not giving his wife the quality time. He's not, you know, building that family bond. He's not building that family relationship. And while he's, you know, while he's out there living his, you know, I always laugh and say his best life, his wife is depressed. And now you're opening up doors where now the guy on the job, you know, it's kind of like he smells the prey.
You know, he does.
Something they go after that vulnerable woman who just needs that attention, and he gives that attention. And, you know, unfortunately, as we learned from that previous show last week, you know, a little bit of attention can go a long way and can ruin your life.
Oh, long ways. Yeah. It's interesting. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You know, I was saying that we're going to cross our fingers and, you know, just pray that Alice doesn't turn out. That it doesn't go too far left. That they can't come back from it, you know?
Right, right. Let's bring Dr. Cannon in. Dr. Cannon, let's take a look here and get your thoughts on, you know, why is that, in your opinion, Zion doesn't seem to have a clue, you know, why Alice has turned her attitude this way?
Well, many times when individuals have been married or in relationships for a long time, they don't keep the fun or the excitement going on. The first few years are great, but as the years go on, they don't have the date night. They don't necessarily have all the flowers coming and all. And it kind of deters and it starts disappearing. In this case with Zion, yeah, he's out doing his thing, but now Alice is on her job and somebody's paying her attention. So because of that, her attitude at home is going to start changing, and it may just create something in Zion to wonder why is she fixing herself up a little bit more, you know, for the work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's
right.
What usually happens, you know, because if you're not, the street says, if you're not getting it at home, you're going to go out there to try to get it. Well, in her case, in his case as well, it's the workplace. And that's
right.
Where usually those extramarital affairs usually begin, is at the workplace.
Is at the workplace. Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's go to the phone lines tonight to one of our callers. Let's go to 352-560. You're live on the Dr. Jesse Walks Show. Who do we have with us, and welcome?
Hi, everyone. This is Liz. How's everyone doing?
Hi, Ms.
Liz. Thank you for joining us. Liz, I mean, here we're talking about bringing romance back into a relationship, but I'm concerned about Zion now. And I'm also concerned even about Alice. I mean, we're simply human. We're really human. And last week's show, I think it was the week before last, and we concluded with part two. Miss Cross did such a fantastic job. Do we really have the power to be good? So now here's a situation where Alice is, you know, coming up on some temptation here with this guy on her job. What do you think, Liz? And aside from, you know, we all want to maybe act like we're Christians or whatever the case may be. But, I mean, the reality of it is sometimes we realize that we're human and we're frail. And there could be a possibility that Alice could end up enjoying this attention that could lead to a much bigger problem. Do you think she should at least try it, Liz? I mean, you know, just that human part. Who wants to be lonely?
No, because, you know, I try to get my wisdom and advice from the Bible because God made relationships, so he know all about them. And the Bible says, do unto others as you would have them to do unto you. Now, would he want her going out, hanging out with her girlfriends, you know, and not paying him no attention? You know, because they say what's good for the goose is good for the gander. Not necessarily, but I'm just saying. Would he
right.
want her to neglect him? You know?
Wow.
So I think that they should put each other first. I don't think he should put his homies first before her.
Right. Okay, well, that's interesting. And I can certainly hear your passion in this, that it's driving you. And I know that Ms. Cross, and I'm going to call you out on this, Ms. Cross, that when we had the other week's show, when you were really angry about that topic, I mean, you know, the storyline, and it really hit home with you. And I love it when that passion comes out of you. Ms. Cross, let's bring you back up here. Same question. We're simply human. We're frail. And if, you know, Dr. Cannon even said, you know, sometimes you're not getting it at home. You know, somebody's paying you some attention and you're accustomed to attention. Come on now. Let's pull the gloves off and let's be for real.
Yeah, you know what? They have that saying, when you slip, you slide, you know?
Right.
Because the thing is, and yes, we're human. You know, in her situation, she's not getting the attention. She goes to work. You know, and there's so many different situations where this is someone's real life, you know? Because we spend so much time at work. You meet the guy, you know, even if he's not, you know, you squint your eye, he looks a little cuter, especially if you're not getting that attention at home, you know, and all of a sudden, you know, your friendship develops into something more. But unfortunately, we have to, you know, this can become a life-changing situation, you know, and sometimes we do certain things and what the outcome is not even something that we could have fathomed at all. Like in the last story, the young lady, she went, she had an affair with the guy on the job, and now she's pregnant and she doesn't know who's the father. I'm sure she didn't write that down on her to-do list. You know?
No.
I'm almost 100% certain that was not what she wanted the outcome to be, but it's so unfortunate that, you know, I always say we make our decisions, but we don't pick our consequences. And
right.
You know, but temptation is real, right? So I don't want to, you know, make it sound like I'm holier than thou because temptation is real. So I think before it even gets to that point, you know, communication has to definitely be open enough for her to say, listen, I am tired of you going out with your boys every night. What about me? You know, as simple as that sounds, I feel like that can bring about some type of change. But if she sits there, she doesn't say anything, and she holds it all in and she goes to work, and she has this whole affair that she's partly to blame.
Well,
my God, don't bash me. But that's how I feel.
No, I'm not. And I, you know, I just think that actually she's had these talks with him. And I can assure you it's almost as if, you know, it's falling on deaf ears. And what is she going to do after a while? I mean, after a while you just stop talking to people and you do what you're going to do. Dr. Cannon, let's bring you in here. I mean, come on. You know, let's not forget the fact that we're human. And I'm not inferring or suggesting or any of that to say that she should go out and have an affair with this guy. But the reality of it is, just like in last week's show, and, you know, the lady, you know, she got the attention at job, and men are your predators like that. Some men, and I'm not bashing. Again, we don't bash any gender on this show, but the fact of the matter is, you know, that's all we have to talk about. We're not talking about bears, cats, and dogs. Even though some women might think that the nature of a man is doggish, but we're not. We don't have anything else that we as humans, Homo sapiens, can actually relate to. You know, we don't know anybody dating a bear, a woman or a man dating a bear, even though some might say, well, he acts like a bear in you know, his nature. But so it's going to either be something when it comes to relationships that's relative to a man or a woman. Dr. Cannon, in your opinion here, I mean, you know, what can Zion possibly do that? Well, first, let me ask this question. Sometimes men just don't get it. Women just don't get it. We don't understand each other because they say that we hear and we interpret sounds differently. And so what one person, a male, may say to a woman, she may think that it's like, why would he say something like that? I mean, for example, let me ask this question. If I were to say to you, if I were dating, let's just say, Dr. Cannon, you and I were out on a date, you know, I'm interested in you, and we were out on a date, and I stopped just at a, you know, we're just out having a good time, and I say to you, you don't want anything, do you? And I stopped to place an order at a fast food restaurant. You don't want anything, do you? How would you interpret that?
You're automatically trying to tell me that I shouldn't really be asking for anything, you know, because you're not offering to get me anything. You're just telling me you don't want anything. So it's almost like you're just basically telling me that I don't. You're not asking me would I like something. And you're right.
Wow.
It's the interpretation of your words of what you're saying to me. We do take your words a little bit different.
Right. And just before I go any further with you, Dr. Cannon, Ms. Cross, would you interpret that the same way?
Yeah, what Dr. Cannon is saying is right on the money, because if in my mind I'm going to be like, okay, he doesn't want me to order anything. Exactly what Dr. Cannon was saying. You know, it's sometimes word choice is a big thing. You know, it's a big thing.
And the point I wanted to make was we perceive sounds differently, because this actually, in fact, happened to me in real life on more than one occasion. You know, you're just out. And I said this to the woman, you don't want anything, do you? And her answer was always no. And then, you know, by the fourth time, I mean, it's not like we're going to a restaurant. We were just driving through a fast food to get place an order. And after being out a couple of times, I mean, hours, I said, you don't want anything, do you? And her answer was always no. And I'm like, well, wow, we've been out a couple of hours. She doesn't want anything. And then later, the lady told me, it, after four times, I asked her, I say, why is it that when I go through and order something for me and I hate to eat and you're not eating, that you never wanted anything? She said, because you were making the statement that I don't want anything. So I got the impression, she said, and I'm quoting her, I got the impression that you didn't want to buy me anything. I said,
no.
Oh, I'm so sorry. So
yeah.
I had to apologize over and repeatedly, because I said, that was not the case. I'm pulling out this big money and not buying her anything. She just took it that I didn't want her to have anything. I didn't want to spend anything on her. So I learned from that years ago that we perceive, and then science also in psychology shows us that we perceive sounds differently. So Dr. Cannon, let's bring you in. Was I like off base?
You were off base.
Wow.
You definitely were. And it's not just you. It's the majority of the men. They don't know how to just be cordial and offer, because being a female, a lot of times most people expect the gentleman to purchase everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it may have been that we may have thought, well, maybe he doesn't have enough money to get me something. You know?
Uh-huh. Wow.
Maybe I need to say no, because he may not have enough. But see, you just mentioned you pulled that big bankroll out. And,
yeah.
Hey, if I'd known you'd done that, I would have spoke up. You know,
whoa.
I would have said, yes, I do. You know, and I would have asked, you know, told you what I wanted. You know.
Okay. Wow. I had to learn that. We're going to actually stand by Dr. Cannon. We're going to try to take, we'll welcome your comments as well tonight. We're going to try to get to the comments tonight. Let's go now to South Florida 786 1-800-489. You're live on the Dr. Jesse Walk Show. And who do we have with us?
Good evening. This is Stephen. And I'd like to make a comment. Now, Pizzo, if you know the lady well, and you know she don't maybe eat fast food or she's a vegetarian or something like that, I can see that being appropriate to say. If you know she don't eat that kind of stuff, and you're just eating it, and you're going to a fast food restaurant, and she don't do fast food restaurants, I could see you saying that because you know her. But other than that, it's an inappropriate thing to say, and then you're going to throw out a big wad, and, well, throw out a big wad, you got some money. It ain't a money issue. But
right.
If she, you should say, would you like anything to eat here or maybe somewhere else? Based on how well you know her. This is like the first date,
right.
Somebody you don't know what she eats, then, you don't know whether she would eat the fast food or not. She may not. So it would be appropriate if she does not eat fast food, because some women don't eat fast food at all.
Right,
you
right.
You got to take them to Olive Garden, Olive Garden somewhere.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I would have. I probably would have not asked her if we had gone to a restaurant. I mean, I would not have said it like that, because there's a reasonable expectation that if we're going to a restaurant, then, we're going to a date for dinner. But just fast food. So, Steve, you're telling me now, okay, come on now, let's be for real. You're a man and I'm a man here. You're telling me, Steve, you might not have said that, or you're just trying to get the support of the women on the air tonight to, to make me kind of look bad out here by myself.
No, I'm not trying to make you look bad. But, if it was a first date situation, I can see you maybe saying, but if you know the young lady, it's a lot of women, and the women on the air will tell you they don't eat fast food. They don't eat the McDonald's and Wendy's and stuff like that. They don't eat it. Now, Wendy's has a nice salad.
Right.
Wendy's has a nice salad. Some of them have a nice salad. So, you could at least gave her a chance to say no or yes to a salad. And Wendy got some good salad, so you out there a little bit. You need to, hey, would you like a salad? I know you don't eat burgers, but would you like a salad? Come on now.
See, Steve, some women would be, you take them to Wendy's and talk about, do you want a nice salad? They're going to think you're a cheapo.
No,
but
if you know the person you're taking out, she may not eat burgers. Because, like I said, some women, it depends on if you knew the person. If you don't know the person, then, it's a different story. But I think you said
okay.
It'd be a first or second date, something like that.
So, Stephen, going back, there is a likelihood that you may have said, if it's a first or second date, which it was, Stephen, you might have said something similar to what I said. Is that fair to say?
Yeah. I could have said, I've been in the game, for a long time. I would have never took her or went by and mentioned women, because I know some the women I date out, they were very health conscious, and they just don't do burgers, but they do salads, because I would offer anybody want a salad, or go to a restaurant that's get us something that both you can go to. What's that
okay.
name?
Okay, we're going to ask you to stand by, Steve. We're picking up any noise that you all make in the background. The studio picks every little detailed sound out of you all. So we may have to end up muting some people. Dr. Cannon, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, we're going to ask you to stand by. Liz, let me bring you in. Liz, three ways. This, give me one way to bring...
Yes.
To rekindle love back into a romance, like in Alice and Zion's case, what needs to be done? Liz, give me something that's powerful.
Well, it depends on what floats your boat. Now, me, myself, I like going to the beach. I like to go camping. So you have to find out what they like. Not everybody likes the beach. Some people want to go out to dinner. You have to find out their interests. And, she may want to go to the museum and look at some art or something. So it depends on what she likes, and then she has to find out what he likes. He may like a baseball game, a basketball game, football game or something, play golf. I don't know. But, you have to find that person's interest. And then when you find their interest – then you get them because it's like, oh, you know, they really looking into, you know, what I like. And so they want to, you know, do something I like instead of just everything, you know,
right.
One way, you know.
Right. We're going to ask you to stand by just for a second. Dr. Cannon, we're going to go to you. Then we're going to go to Tallahassee, 850-810. We're going to ask Tallahassee to stand by. Dr. Cannon, let me bring you in. And see, the first step in Zion, you know, I'm following you all, Alice and Zion here. The first step is if Zion doesn't have a clue that he's doing anything wrong, then nothing else will matter. So how is it, how do, in your opinion, how should Zion or Alice even for that matter, and I'm certain that she's tried because she's had numerous conversations with him, get him to understand what the issue is. And sometimes we as men and women, we miss the issue. So how do we get him to understand that, in your opinion?
Well, one of the things is we all share something special. It could be our birthday. It could be our anniversary. It could be when we first met. So that opportunity, either one of them could take that time to do something special. And I like the idea of making a coupon book. And with the coupon book, you're going to basically go back on all the years that you were together with something special. That's why I like Dr. Cross' piece on that, about coming up with something that they both enjoyed. So you give them a coupon, and they have to redeem that coupon. Do it on a monthly basis, you know, but you've got to redeem the coupon, and it can even be for intimacy because they might have kids and can't get it on like they want to, you know. Just have a coupon book, something of that nature, to do something special. No flowers. Get a plant because the plant will continue to grow.
There you go.
Yes. I like that. I like that. But see, I think still, and we're going to ask all of you all to stand by. You listen live to the Dr. Jesse Walk Show, 347-857-1769. You can also listen to this show in its entirety 20 minutes after we end the broadcast. Just simply go to drjwalker.com, D-R, no period, D-R, the letter J, walker.com. So let's go to drjwalker.com. You'll be able to hear this show in its entirety about 20 minutes after we end the broadcast. Let me, just before we go to the Tallahassee phone call, I want to be able to just say this part, and that is, we're still, you know, we talk about the coupon book. We talk about going to the beach, as Liz said. But if we don't get to the core, the underlying factor for Zion is for him to be able to see. It's not to take an action on what he could do, but it has to be the core of getting to the core. Like if you have an illness and if they can't figure it out, you know, they don't know how to treat you. So it's the same way here. That analogy is similar to if Zion has not perceived the interpretation or understanding of what Alice is trying to convey to him, then Zion is going to continue in the same behavior that he's doing. So we're trying to get to the core. Let's go to Tallahassee and find out if at all. And then, Ms. Cross, we're going to bring you in just momentarily. We're going to go to 850-810. Okay, you got your radio on, sir. We won't be able to, we can't hear you or ma'am, because it's repeating the message right back to me. All right, we'll come back to that caller in just a moment. Okay, we'll come back to them in just a moment. Ms. Cross, let me bring you back in. And Ms. Cross, I want to be able to say, how do we get to the core? How do we get to the core? That's what we're looking at.
How do we get to the core of rekindling? Communication. I think, you know, I know you guys hear me all the time when I talk about communication, because I think it's so vitally important. Because a lot of times if that person doesn't know what's going on, if one party doesn't know what the other party's going, what's going through their heads, how are you going to really make it better? There's so many times we just live our lives, and naturally, I think naturally most 99% of us are a bit selfish. It's okay. We're all a little selfish. So we're going to do what makes us feel good. That might not be what necessarily makes your partner feel good, But if your partner doesn't say anything and you always go on and your partner always goes with the flow, you're going to assume that it's okay with your partner. And then all of a sudden the partner divorces you because it's always your way. That's not, I just feel like it's not fair. Like if you have, I feel like if there's a problem, you should address it, right? Definitely address it because it has to go somewhere. So if you don't communicate, there's no way to fix the problem.
True. True.
But Steve, let's bring you back in and ask you some questions here. As Steve, again, we're looking at the core, and I like what Ms. Cross said is about communication. So, Steve, the core, I think what has to happen is if Alice is trying to tell him this verbally and that's not working, then what are some other actions that she may be able to do to get his attention?
Well, you know, communication is important. I agree with that. Not give him no sex. Not give him no sex. That'll catch his attention. That'll break his attention and catch his attention. But that's my talk.
What's happening in the bedroom now. That's obviously not happening, which has not even gotten. He's talking to his friends about her, those four guys, because he's saying she's got an attitude. And we're going to take some of the comments in just a second, but she's got an attitude. So, of course, with an attitude, there's a reasonable expectation that nothing's going to happen in the bedroom because she's got an attitude. And rightfully so. So, that's what I'm trying to find the answer to. And I think, let me just give you my thought, and this is just my opinion. Some other ways that she might be able to address this issue might be she's got to write him a little letter, a little note, and say, okay,
a
this is
and letter.
Yeah. Well, that's,
he got the sign for it.
Dr. Kenny, you're serious, aren't you?
I'm very serious. To put a stamp on it. That's right.
Well, you know, so even whichever way he gets that letter, it needs to be something or a card. You know, she needs to explain. Sometimes people need to go to the elementary level on things because we don't always get it, men or women. So if we go back to And I like what was said earlier about the effective communication. Okay, maybe you don't hear it in what I'm saying. Okay, so maybe let me express it in a different methodology. Let me take maybe a card and put it in a card. Let me put it in a letter, a little note, and say, well, this is, you know, what I'm saying is there was a time, Alice, I mean, I'm not speaking for Alice, but it could be that she's saying, okay, to my darling Zion, you know, there was a time when we went to the beach, and don't give a whole lot because you can lose a person.
Right.
You know, we used to go to the beach, we used to do this. Keep it like 1, 2, 3. When you keep it simplified, it seems to have a greater impact without attacking the person. And so she might try something like that. I miss those things that we used to do, and I have no problem because the story indicated she has no problem with him hanging out with his boys. But it's just that quality time. So here the issue is quality time. And you might put it in a subject, you know, a subject line where Zion, my darling, Zion, my love, you know, or Alice, my love, whatever the case is, you know, the issue here is quality time, you know, and make it where, you know, you're saying, I miss you in that quality time. Maybe that might be a way that he can get it. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to, going to ask all of y'all to stand by. Let's go to North Carolina, 919-272. You're live on the Dr. Jess Clark Show. Who do we have on the air with us, and welcome?
Yes, Christy this evening. How's everybody doing?
Good evening, Ms. Kiki.
Good evening.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. I don't even know where I am. I'm traveling so much. Go ahead, Christy. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Yes, I heard everybody's comment and everything, and how do you rekindle the love, and all the answers that everyone has given has been very good. And it's the key is, you know, with him hanging out with his friends and not really paying her much attention, then, of course, somebody at the job now is paying her attention, then she'll have to eventually ask herself, okay, in which we all know that, yes, it can lead to something else. Is that what she really wants, or does she really want to work at what she already has? And as someone stated, yes, you do have to communicate with that person and let them know how you feel and everything. And hopefully and prayerfully, if it hasn't gone too long, you know, without them hurting each other, then hopefully they might can rekindle. But how long that will take, nobody knows.
Well, yes, Chrissy, and that's so important. That's, Chrissy, so important. And we're human. We're human. We're not gods. And the fact of the matter is, you know, she's already had communication with him. He's not hearing it. He doesn't have a clue. And so now,
she actually, important to him.
Okay, you know, and the thing is, and I really want to let the cat out of the bag. And again, all of my stories on this air are inspired by true events or true stories. The names, of course, are always changed to protect the innocent, but all of these stories are inspired by true stories. And I want to let the cat out of the bag, and I really want you all to know what happens, but you'll find out in next week's show what really happened in this particular incident. So you got to stay tuned for us next week to find out how this turned out. And, you know, you might be surprised. Ms. Cross, let me bring you in. Just for a second, Chris is going to ask you, stand by. Dr. Cross, Dr. Cannon, stand by. Ms. Cross, let me bring you in. I know you don't like these cliffhangers. And the fact of the matter is, it's just that we're human. And, you know, and last week and the week before that, when we did parts one and part two, and we talked about, you know, do we have the power to be good? Come on now. How, you know, you're stretching it here.
Ay, ay, ay. You know, and what was going through my mind, I said, I don't know if the women are going to be mad at me, but I'm going to give you men a little secret. When a woman stops talking, that's when you should be scared. Because the thing is, with us women, we usually are communicators. We're going to tell you how we feel. We're going to show you how we feel. You know, we're going to do little things. But when we stop talking and we stop showing that attention and affection, there's a problem. Because that is when, you know, the guy at the job looks a lot more enticing. So,
oh, my.
You know,
okay.
Yeah, like, you know, I think I'm pretty good at communicating. If I'm not happy, I'm okay with saying, listen, I'm not happy. And it's up to you to make a change. If that doesn't happen, then I need to explore, you know, where I am and where I need to be. You know. But,
so Ms. Cross, am I hearing you on international radio? Am I hearing you say, Ms. Cross, that there is a likelihood that Alice could what?
We all know the likelihood is she can step out, which would be wrong, but it's not unheard of. And I'm not saying that's my situation. I'm not even saying I would take that avenue, because at this point in my life, if I'm not happy, I'm just not staying, you know? But the whole thing is, you know, this story is very relatable to a lot of women, a lot of men too, maybe. I don't know. But
yes,
I'm sure a lot of people can relate to your story. So the whole thing is, you know, we're all about educating and helping our fellow, you know, women and men out here on how to recognize when you might be, when your relationship may be in a lot of trouble.
Wow.
Go ahead. I'm
absolutely.
Sorry.
Let's go. That's okay. We're going to go to Dr. Cross just quickly, and then I'm going to try to get to at least five of the comments that have come into the studio. Can't promise you more than that. Dr. Cannon, I'm concerned now about Alice, because this guy is starting to look pretty good to her, and I already know the human element, you know, and I mean, I have an advantage because I know how the story turns out, but I mean, what could Zion do to maybe rekindle this love? Just to give me two things real quick.
Well, we had talked about earlier that little
plant, but go ahead.
Yeah, but we talked about the note. I like your idea about the note, even though I said a certified letter, but that was just to make sure that he got it, that it was set up, and maybe even on the pillow to put the note. Once he sees from that note her telling her feelings, the other things that might occur is if she plans something with some single women to go out and hang out with them. you know, even if it's a girl's day out or whatever, you know.
Oh, tit for tat. Is that what you're saying, Dr. Cannon? Tit for tat?
Yeah. Something like that. But, I mean, I have single friends, you know, and so sometimes you don't have a problem with having a married person be the third wheel, you know. And
okay, so who's going to watch the kids? Who's going to watch that two-year-old and that four-year-old? If he's hanging out and that's hanging
because
out.
Yeah, but he's going to have to because I'm going out with a girl.
Okay.
Okay. Dr. Cannon, let me interrupt you just 1 second. Steve, let me bring you in. Steve, are you going to stay there or are you going to try to leave first so you don't have to watch the kids? Be honest, Steve.
Come on,
be honest, please.
I'm going to stay around. That's just me.
Okay.
You know, I'll probably just stay around. No, I ain't got no
problem. I'm trying to leave first, so I don't have to watch the kids.
No, I'm not going to leave my kids.
No, but you're not leaving them, but you're trying to leave first before Alice leaves, because the last one there, if Alice is gone, I got to watch the kids, even though they're my kids. But I'm trying to hang out with my boys, and if that's how it goes. If Alice says, well, if you leave, I'm leaving. Then I'm trying to leave first, like an hour or two before she leaves. I might drive by the house. Hey, Steve, I might drive by the house to make sure the kids are okay. And I know that the mother's not going to leave them alone. So,
no.
I mean, you know, come on, you all. We got to be for real. Miss Frost, who's going to leave first? You going to leave first?
She going to bring the kids to her mom's house. Keep playing with her.
All right,
you know,
stand back, Chrissy.
We think.
All right. Let's hold on just a second. We're gonna go to phone lines again. South Florida 3059. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walk Show. We are 8 minutes before we close the show, and I haven't taken one comment. Go ahead. Who do we have on the air this evening?
Hi, this is Ms. Augustine.
Ms. Augustine, thanks for joining us. Ms. Augustine, should I leave before Alice leaves? Give us your thoughts, Ms. Augustine.
Okay, let me tell you what I would do, okay?
You got to be quickly, though, Ms. Augustine.
It's
going to
be
we're running out of time.
Ms. Cross was saying when a woman starts talking, I can say when I stop talking, when that situation happens to me, I start talking. I start looking for a way out. It's time for him to bounce. It's time for me to bounce. It's time for me to let go.
Okay.
I don't hold on to who don't want me. And when things start getting looking a little wacky, a little shaky, I get quiet. I'm looking for a way out to say, it's time for you to go. It's time for me to go. I'm out.
But it's not like he's out there with another woman. He's out there with his guy.
It doesn't matter.
You know, guys, you know, there's a song, Girls Just Want to Have Fun. Well, guys just want to have fun, too.
Then he can have fun by himself, but not with me. Have fun.
Really?
Yes.
Hey. Okay. All right. Dr. Cannon, let's bring you back in. I got to take some of the comments, you all. If not, we're going to go ahead with next week. Dr. Cannon, would you, Dr. Cannon, and let's keep it real, okay? We're human. Dr. Cannon, if that were your situation, would you leave the house? You mentioned tit for tat. Would you leave first, you know, knowing that I'm trying to leave first? We got noise in the background, y'all. Somebody's moving around. Dr. Cannon, would you leave first or trying to beat me out of the house, or what would you do?
I would, just so that he could see what it's like, what he does to me. That's
okay.
My tit for tat. Yeah.
Right, and then I'll tell you how the men some men, I can't speak for all, but some men would operate like, hey, where are you now? When you coming home? You know I got things to do. What's your response, Dr. Cannon?
Mm-hmm. And I
you
do,
You're not going to answer the phone, huh?
That's right. I do, too. I have things to do as well.
Okay, so when he asks you, where are you now? What do you say? Where are you? When you're coming home, the kids miss you.
You hear that?
Yeah.
I'll have to, like you said, I wouldn't answer the phone. I'd text him back. I'd hit that message that says I can't talk right now.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
Yeah, that's how you do it. You know, that's how you avoid confrontation.
That's
just playing games.
All right, that's what it is. It is a game. Christy, let's bring you in. Christy, what happens? And then Steve, I want to hear from you again as well. Christy, what happens now? You're not answering the phone. He's upset. The two-year-old is crying with a runny nose. And it's like, you know what? Now the man is getting upset because the mama not home. And he has these expectations that the mama should be there with her children, well, which is his kids too. Christy, what do you say about all this?
Well, you know what? Then he gets a chance to see what it's like when he's out with his buddies, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So,
uh-huh.
Hey, is nothing wrong with him staying home because it takes two, and the majority of the time, the woman is the one that does the majority of the sacrificing, not the man. So for him
uh-huh.
to be able to stay there with, and those are his kids. Those are just not her kids. They're both of
right.
their kids. So he gets to see what it's like, what she has to deal with, okay? Yeah,
but
so
what about
nothing
the 2-year-old
wrong with him staying there
for the mama.
Okay,
but what the
then he ought to know. He ought to know how to handle it. Okay.
Uh huh.
If he's been there long enough with his kids, then he should know how to handle it by the mother not being there.
Okay.
That's all I can say. I don't know why he won't know how to deal with it.
But now he's getting an attitude because she's been gone so long,
okay.
And it's like,
well,
so you know,
well,
men,
you know what? Mm-hmm.
What? So with men, all sorts of things start going through their head. He done called her 17 times, and she's not
okay.
answering the phone, and she sent him a text. She can't talk.
Okay,
okay. Like Dr. Cannon said, why, Steve, let me, Christy, hold on 1 second. Steve, why can't she talk?
She can't talk because she's having fun being busy.
Yes.
Oh, my. See?
With another man.
That's what I'm trying to tell him now. You see, let them know, isn't that one of the first things that run through some men's mind?
Most Absolutely. They're going to run through the mind. I can't get a hold of you. Well, you're on some man, on top of some man in his bedroom or something like that. Yeah, the first thing we're going to think.
Oh,
that's the first
help
thing
us, somebody.
That's the first thing I would say. Where are you at?
Okay. So now, Steve.
A man crazy.
Okay, now Steve, it's 11:30, and now she finally comes home. Steve, what have you been doing what's your attitude now, Steve? Who has the attitude now, Steve?
Oh, I got a bad attitude. I'm pissed.
Mm-hmm.
When I smell her, she got some man's cologne on her. Oh, I'm kicking booty now. I'm pissed. Oh, I'm mad. I'm very upset.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
I'm pissed off.
Oh, my goodness. All right, Ms. Cross.
I smell an unknown perfume, a cologne. Oh, I'm pissed.
Oh,
my
goodness. So, Ms. Cross, you're hearing all of this. Now it brings greater picture to, you know how the four-legged dogs, they go around smelling the female. So, Ms. Cross, what is happening to our nature here?
You know what? This is an amazing thing. I think that might be the way to solve the problem. Give you a taste of your own medicine. No, it's true. You don't know how, you don't know how it feels until it happens to you. So maybe that will wake up Zion to say, you know what, I don't like how this feels. So I'm going to, even if he doesn't stop, he probably won't do it as much. And a lot of times with men, what you guys are saying, now he like, you know what, let me make sure I need to go home and watch my woman because I don't know what she's doing.
Oh, my
so
God.
You
now, there is no way a man can watch a woman because she could be in the
my
same house with you. There is no way. That's humanly impossible.
You guys try, though.
Steve, even when we're asleep, they are wide awake.
Exactly.
And you don't even know that they got out of the bed.
That's
true.
Right.
And not to make, you know, not to even make it like a, you know, a game or something. But the whole thing is, I think that sometimes he may not realize what he has, you know. It's kind of like you have
right.
your woman
right.
for 20 years, and you know she's beautiful, but, you know, you had her for 20 years. Another man looks at her and you're like, wow, you know, of course. Now you're like territorial, like, this is my
wow.
woman. But you
that's
didn't appreciate her beauty. So
listen, we're quick.
Like,
go ahead.
Go ahead. No, that was it.
Uh-huh. Mr. Cross, I'm going to give you the final word. Dr. Cannon, just give us a thought, because we obviously, the producers are letting me know, we got to continue this show next week, next Thursday, for part two, and we'll give you the conclusion of how the story turns out. You may or may not like how the conclusion turns out, but
okay,
you got to tune in next week and understand that. Dr. Cannon, give us your quick thoughts to wrap it up. Ms. Cross, we're going to give you the final word to close out the show tonight. We'll get to all the comments next week, I promise you.
Well, I really appreciate the opportunity of spending some time with you guys. I want to encourage people to go online to Amazon, Barnes & Noble. I'll give you an opportunity to send me a message, and I can send you a book. So try to do that for me. And, again, thank you. And one of the stories is about Bathsheba and David and their mm-hmm. relationship, that extramarital affair. So you
all
really
right.
may be interested.
All right. Dr. Cannon, will you join us next week for part two of this show as we bring the conclusion?
Well, you've messed me up now, because I'm anxious to see how this is going to come out, you know, between Alice and Zion.
So I take that as a yes.
We want to see.
That's right.
All right, Ms. Cross, we got to close this out, because they're threatening me over here that we got to close the show out. Ms. Cross, give us a final word.
Well, I want to say that, you know, the whole thing is, in order to eliminate having to rekindle a relationship, is to make sure that you keep the romance going. And again, as I said, communication, I feel like, is definitely the first step. And the second step is to kind of not give people what you know, don't feed someone something that you wouldn't eat. Like, if you know that you wouldn't appreciate somebody doing something to you, don't do it to them. You know, this is your partner. This is your, you know, he married this woman. She married this man. So I feel like if you continuously try to work on making that other person happy, it's hard to have these type of situations to happen. So I think just revamping the whole understanding of love and togetherness and unity, it just needs to be a different thought process.
All right. On that note, we're clearly out of time. You're threatening me over here. And I want to be able to come back and do the show tomorrow night. Join us here tomorrow night for your half-hour inspirational programming. If, of course, you can't join us tomorrow night, join us back here next Thursday, when the topic will be part two, you know, part two of tonight's show, how to bring back the romance into your relationship. You really don't want to miss next week's show, because you really want to hear the conclusion of this story. This is going to be a powerful conclusion that you may or may not like. Until tomorrow night, or until next Thursday, I say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and finally we want to say also, thank you, God. Good night, God bless, and thank you, God. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night. Nice to meet you, Miss Cannon.
Good night.
Thank you.
Bye, Steve, Miss Cross, Miss Agustin.
Hey.
Hey, you was good tonight.